Commercial fishermen in the Naknek-Quijac District hauled in another 362,000 sockeye Monday to push the district total to nearly 3.4 million. Monday was another big escapement day for the Quijac River, with another 169,000 sockeye counted. That pushes the season total up to 706,800. Slim Morstad is the area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Yeah, we're comfortable right now at this point, but we're only like a day and a half ahead, and that can change fairly rapidly because we're going into where we want 200, 300,000 fish a day.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has forecasted that the sockeye run to the Quijac River will be around 5 million fish, and the escapement goal for the Quijac River is half of that preseason forecast. That puts the escapement goal for the river at 2.5 million sockeye. Morstad confirms that the current plan is to reassess the Quijac run around the 8th of July. That could result in a change to the escapement goal if the run is forecasted to be larger or smaller than the 5 million fish preseason forecast. The other river where sockeye escapement is counted in the Naknek-Quijac District is the Naknek River. Morstad confirms that sockeye escapement to the Naknek River has slowed down in recent days.
And I'm only halfway there, so we got some concerns right now.
On Monday, another 21,000 sockeye were counted as escapement to the Naknek River. That pushes escapement up to 487,700 fish. The escapement goal for the Naknek River is 800,000 to 1.4 million. As of 9 o'clock Tuesday morning, Fish and Game reported that there were 490 drift net vessels fishing in the Naknek-Quijac District. 115 of those vessels were D-boats. Morstad believes the large amount of catching power in the district has slowed sockeye escapement to the Naknek River.
The more larger fleet, you know, the less I'm going to pass through during a fishing period. But then again, I've been fishing two back-to-backs. That changed today, so we'll see some additional fish here.
On Monday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced the change in fishing time in the Naknek section. Basically, Morstad intends to fish the drifters on the morning tide and will be using the afternoon tide to get more escapement.
Hopefully that'll add some additional fish to the Naknek. It will add some more, and we'll see how many times we've got to do that. And it'll also give Quijac a bump, too.
The 2013 sockeye run to Bristol Bay is tracking early, with estimates ranging from just a couple of days early to as much as 6 days early. Morstad agrees that things are earlier than normal.
Yeah, and right now, the Naknek escapement, I'm tracking, you know, three days early. And the Quijac, that one's really only about a day and a half early tracking based on escapement only in the historic curve. So you could change that just by fishing, but I think it's slightly early, but, you know, for what I'm seeing, it's not, you know, 4 or 5 days early like some folks are suggesting.
On Monday, commercial fishermen in the Naknek-Quijac District hauled in another 362,000 sockeye, pushing the district total to nearly 3.4 million. Preseason, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game forecasted that the commercial harvest in the district would be upwards of 5.6 million fish. That means that over 2 million more sockeye need to be harvested in the Naknek-Quijac District to reach the preseason forecast. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.